This week's Cotton News Line is Three Cuts. All cuts are Larry Smith, Program Director of the Texas Boll Weevil Eradication Foundation. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We were able to make some very good inroads into weevil eradication, especially in the southern blacklands. We caught 28 weevils all year long, no reproduction, and so basically that zone is pretty well cleaned up. There are other South Texas zone that captured weevils was the South Texas Winter Garden area. We caught 173 weevils there. Pretty well finished the program, maybe with the exception we may catch a few weevils in the Uvalde area in 2012. But the Rio Grande Valley has been a challenge for us. Our numbers were up in the Rio Grande Valley last year, and so we captured a little over 200,000 weevils down there. So you can see that our battle remains in the Rio Grande Valley.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We met with the growers on a monthly basis and with their program personnel also, trying to iron out any differences that we may have and trying to finish this thing up together, get everybody on the same protocols and see where they may have hot spots that we can communicate with that are near the Texas border, and where we have hot spots on the Texas border that we can tell them that they might have weevils coming into Mexico from there. So we have had a very successful season working with the Mexican boll weevil program. There's a lot of other things going on in boll weevil eradication in northern Mexico and Rio Grande Valley that are not necessarily boll weevil related, as far as the violence, and there's a lot of different situations that their personnel face on a daily basis that makes eradicating in Mexico very difficult.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Make sure the Southern Blacklands and the South Texas Winter Garden are completed, but our primary emphasis will be in the Rio Grande Valley this year. We will have additional staff located down there to assist the program, but it will be a very concentrated effort to weed out those last few weevils there along the river that have been very difficult to eradicate. I feel very fortunate and excited about this year that I think we'll make tremendous progress this year. We'll have a lot of resources bearing down on the problems that are in the Rio Grande Valley. I feel real confident that we're getting close to the end.